Hello, med students. My name is Zach Olson, and thank you for downloading this week's episode of the EM Clerkship Podcast, State of the Podcast 2019. Here we come. I know it's been 2019 for several weeks now, but in my heart, it has not started until this episode. So here is the status. There are three goals for this year. But before we go into that, I first cannot emphasize how much potential, I said this before, how much potential you have as future, just, I know we have more than med students listening, so future just providers in the emergency department. You need to know that. You need somebody to tell you that. I believe that somebody needs to tell you that, because there is so much about medicine right now that desperately needs to change. And it will be you, or at least some of you, who bring that change. And you're going to have to work hard. You're going to have to train hard. You're going to have to master uncomfortable rare procedures and build a good reputation up before you can tackle some of these issues. Solid training is really important. But after that, I really do believe that some of you guys are going to be able to change some of the issues we're facing. You're going to need to find a niche, a cause that you're willing to fight for, even potentially risk your career in medicine for and take some risks. You will need to find that thing that pushes you far beyond trying not to get sued or beyond making lots of money so you can take fancy vacations and retire early, or beyond seeking good evaluations and feedback from others. You're going to need to find something that drives you. And that's not always easy, but I just want to start off this year by saying there are lots of issues in my mind that I think need to be solved, that I think you guys have the potential to fix. And this is not stuff you haven't heard of, but like, what is the fix for the opiate epidemic exactly? I don't know, but since I got up to Ohio, it's just been really bad. It starts by not taking the easy road, by giving inappropriate opiates, but we need some of you to move beyond that and really tackle this issue at a systemic level. How do we get everybody educated so that everyone in the department, it's kind of just like second nature to identify human trafficking victims when they come in? Because we know that the vast majority of them are coming in and out of our department, and we're pretty much just missing it. Someone's got to figure that out. Here's another one. How do we fight off greedy lawyers in this malpractice environment that is suffocating medicine? Maybe we need to start training and raising up, like specifically an army of expert witness emergency medicine doctors trained from day one to defend the rest of us. And that's like their purpose. And they learn law and they master like specific topics, and they repeatedly publish in those topics over and over and over in like one of the big malpractice diseases like appendicitis or MI or stroke. Emergency medicine clinical doctors that are experts practicing, though, in the emergency department actively, but their sole twist on their career is that they have been custom designed to defend the rest of us, right? How do we push back against inappropriate metrics? Maybe we should have some of you like standardize, eventually, obviously, standardized through some of these national organizations, what like appropriate metric goals should actually be. So we aren't just chasing more and more patients per hour and more RVUs per hour and, you know, faster and faster disposition times and rewarding 10 patients per doctor per hour. But like, what is actually like, let's publish the right speed and the right number of RVUs per hour that we should really actually be targeting and standardize it. And then train ourselves to meet that. I very much believe that we need emergency medicine doctors that are proficient in coding, in graphic design, and audio design, specifically so that they can build stuff, build games and tools and apps, things that make our lives easier. We need like people that like come up with ideas and innovate things. We need more than just FOMED. Publishing like a website or a blog at this point is so easy. The making the content is the hard part, but the technical side of it, that's not like exactly pushing ourselves to the limits as far as like our technologic abilities. Like, how about some of us learn to code? Okay. This is something that I would buy. Like, can one of you out there please write a cookbook for emergency medicine doctors specifically on how to eat healthy at 3 a.m. when I haven't eaten in 10 hours? Work hard. And my family's asleep. Can't have a lot of beeping and dishes clanging around. And I'm just so freaking hungry and I need calories that actually taste good, but it's healthy. Like, someone that makes a cookbook for emergency medicine doctors on healthy, quick, comfort food. Like, comfort food. Not like, oh, that's so yummy. Ooh, look at those bright veggie colors. But, like, good food that, like, doesn't make us fat. Like, somebody needs to come up with that, and I will buy it. Thank you. All of this to say is that I have high expectations in you, and I believe in you. And realizing this over the last several months is one of the things that's really got me, like, pretty amped up. But anyways, all of that, let's just move on past that. EM Clerkship Podcast 2019, there are 3 goals for this year. Goal number uno, back to the basics. I think we're getting into the weeds with our curriculum just a little bit. And if I want to help you to succeed and kind of reach your potential, I think it's best to refocus us around all of those basic concepts. And so we perfect them over and over and over and over and over. Master fundamentals, because that's what's going to, I think, going to make us shine on our shift. Let's really focus down on what's high yield. Like, that makes sense, right? But, like, what are the fundamentals? I've been doing a lot of thinking on this for a long time now, but there are 49 topics listed in the Clerkship Director of Emergency Medicine's, like, national emergency medicine curriculum. So, like, why haven't I done? I think I've actually done most of those topics, but, like, we need to focus down on that and make that our core. You combine that with, like, the actual common emergency department topics and statistics, like, what, according to the CDC, and this is all published, are we seeing most often on our shift? What is most high yield? And I think we do all of this while hammering, like, how do we give good patient presentations? And even more importantly, how can, as med students and people going through training, come in and contribute to the team more so than any other specialty? Like, when I'm on my shift as an attending now, the vast difference between a good med student and a bad med student is just so much different. Like, yeah, you're there to learn, but a med student who can, like, rock out a few procedures and, like, give me actually, like, a succinct patient presentation and do some follow-up. Like, if you can actually learn how to contribute to the team to make things, like, move, that's going to get you a great flow, first of all. Plus, it just teaches you, like, how emergency medicine actually works. All that to say, we're going to condense all of that down and really try to, like, perfect some, like, basic knowledge and some basic skills. Goal number 2, no bullshit wellness. Wellness is important, but I know what crawls through your mind when you hear the phrase wellness, because it's the same thing that goes through my mind. It's like this eye-rolling cliche. It's truisms grounded in nothing but positive psychology, completely disconnected from reality, right? Like, yeah, all right, so I'm working overnight. I guess I'll go, like, run again at, like, 3 a.m. and be, like, healthy. Yeah. Like, that doesn't work. Like, how? Anyways, I'm being a little harsh. I'm getting a little sidetracked here, a little fired up. But I want to teach you, or at least maybe not even teach you, but at least just discuss no bullshit wellness. The kind of wellness that isn't dumb, but the type of stuff that's actually important to keep us performing at a very high level day in and day out without getting burned out. So, like, no yoga, but, like, how do we get enough sleep, right? Not like, oh, it's so important we all go out to the bar with the other students and residents, but, like, no, like, how do you balance yourself with the things that help you relax? No bullshit wellness helps you keep your head on straight. And it's going to be good. And I don't have the answers to all of this, by the way. I have had many days where I can literally barely get out of bed. And, like, as far as spiritual wellness, even though I've kind of said that I'm a Christian, it's not like I'm, like, a really good one. I'm working on it. Like, I'm kind of, like, learning as I go. We need no bullshit wellness. How do we really do this? Goal number 3. This one I'm pretty excited about, too. it's going to take, I think, a little bit longer to kind of develop. And the first couple of these that we do, I think that they won't be super, super popular. But I think as we get a bigger bulk of them, I think this is going to be a very popular segment. And that is program director interviews. And I'm going to start building the archive this year. So coming up, I plan on trying to get the dish on different residency programs around the country by interviewing their program directors on the show, specifically asking them the questions you wish you could ask about training at their program, specifically asking things like strengths, weaknesses, what makes it unique, what's probably going to suck about going there. And I'm going to try to like ask that for you. And if you have specific questions, by the way, like send it to me. And also if your program director comes on, have them email me as well. But I'm going to start interviewing some of these programs, especially I really like some of these lesser known programs because they don't get like flooded with applications. And some of them are like way better than some of the academic centers out there. I know from talking to other residents who have trained at all of these different places. So we can figure out which ones of these are actually good and kind of like archive this. I think it's going to be really, really popular. And specifically, these are going to be pretty in-depth. These are going to be like an hour long. So that's like pretty long. That's not like something you're going to like listen to at the gym, you know, some random program in an area you're not going to apply to. You're not going to like listen to that episode for an hour. But it's really info I wish I had as a student. And it's going to start with like giving the basics on the program. And then it kind of gears towards like day in the life and what things about the program actually make it unique compared to other programs, because the program directors, they say like a lot of cliche stuff. So trying to like get them to like pin down things that make them different, right? It's actually really hard having done a couple. But at the very end too, at the very least, skip forward to like the last, like, I don't know, like 15, 20 minutes of these interviews, because I ask a lot of questions to the program directors specifically on what they're looking for in applicants, because it honestly, it varies a lot. Like I always listen to the academic life program director, like counseling or advising videos, which are great. And then I started interviewing different program directors and I realized that the stuff said in those videos are by no means universal. Like different program directors do things like entirely differently. Like some of them have step cutoffs, some of them don't. Some of them are like, I wouldn't take anyone from a Caribbean school. And other ones are like, we actively seek them out. Like it's just such a variety that I didn't know existed. And that's going to be definitely like golden material at the end of those interviews if you stick it through. So those are the three goals. Back to the basics, no bullshit wellness, program director interviews. Follow the Facebook group as well. And even if it's not like constantly, I there's a few things that I haven't even told you guys, but there's like some stuff going on this year. So I'm like, actually, this is a really busy year for me. But I would love to be able to interact live with you at least every once in a while. And if I have like some free time, I can just sit down in my office, pop on the live stream, and we can just like chat in the chat box. Or if no one wants to talk, I'll just like read Tent Alley's or something. It's kind of like an office hours study hall. Some of my best professors in college had like an open door policy. And so this is kind of my attempt at doing that online. Anyways, 2019, I'm very excited. Get ready for next week because it's going to be amazing. Until that episode, keep working hard, keep studying, and be sure to enjoy your shift.